This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces pounded targets in eastern and southern Ukraine with missiles, drones, and artillery, Ukraine's general staff said on Monday, as millions remained without power in sub-zero cold after further Russian strikes on key infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed a virtual gathering of the Group of Seven economic powers. He urged it to supply Kyiv with modern tanks, artillery units, shells, and long-range weapons, and to help his government obtain an extra 2 billion cubic meters of natural gas in light of Ukraine's energy shortages. Separately, European Union foreign ministers agreed to put another 2 billion euros into a fund that has been used to pay for military support for Ukraine after it was largely depleted during almost 10 months of war. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to play host to dozens of African leaders in Washington this week in the lead-up to the three-day U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that begins Tuesday. Biden administration officials played down their increasing concern about the clout of China and Russia in Africa.
And with this announcement that over the next 3 years, we will be devoting $55 billion to help address these top priorities in very specific, tangible ways in partnership with African nations.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as the White House has also said, Biden will use the gathering to declare his support for adding the African Union as a permanent member of the Group of 20 Nations. A former Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 appeared in federal court on Monday in Washington. This is VOA News. Iran has executed a second prisoner detained and convicted over crimes committed during nationwide protests. Authorities publicly hanged him on Monday from a construction crane as a gruesome warning to others. Activists say at least 488 people have been killed since the demonstrations began in mid-September. Peru's newest president, Dina Boluarte, has given in to protesters' demands, announcing in a nationally televised address that she will send Congress a proposal to move up elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boluarte says she wants to interpret the will of the citizenship, so has decided to assume the initiative and reach an agreement with the Congress of the Republic to bring forward the general elections for the month of April 2024. The new president's speech comes after thousands of demonstrators rallied in Peru for another day on Sunday to demand that she resign and elections be rescheduled. The protests turned deadly, officials saying there were at least two reported deaths in a remote community in the Andes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Colombian government and the nation's largest remaining rebel group say they will continue to stage peace talks in Mexico following 3 weeks of negotiations in Venezuela that have only yielded modest results. Negotiations between Colombia and the National Liberation Army began in November after they were suspended in early 2019 and are a cornerstone of President Gustavo Petro's plan to bring quote-unquote total peace to the nation of 50 million. Where some rural areas are still under the grip of drug gangs and rebel groups despite a 2016 peace deal. This week marks the 10th anniversary of a tragic U.S. school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in the northeastern state of Connecticut that killed 20 first graders and 6 educators, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
There are no official ceremonies, keeping with Newtown's tradition of marking anniversaries of the December 14th, 2012 shooting with quiet reflection. Liz Dosher was a third grader at the time.
I feel like the farther and further we move away from it, the more I feel I'm scrambling to just remember.
Nicole Hockley, who lost her son Dylan, says she's turned her grief into advocacy through her organization, Sandy Hook Promise.
It has to become better with fewer shootings. I mean, I think it's in the last 10 years, one of the numbers I've seen is that we're at 1 million people.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Joe Ramsey.